This is the reading for December 21st. Zechariah chapter 8. The Lord All-Powerful spoke His word, saying, This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I have a very strong love for Jerusalem. My strong love for her is like a fire burning in me. This is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem and live in it. Then it will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord All-Powerful will be called the Holy Mountain. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Old men and old women will again sit along Jerusalem's streets, each carrying a cane because of age, and the streets will be filled with boys and girls playing. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Those who are left alive, then, may think it is too difficult to happen, but it is not too difficult for me, says the Lord All-Powerful. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I will save my people from countries in the east and west. I will bring them back, and they will live in Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their good and loyal God. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Work hard, you who are hearing these words today. The prophet spoke these words when the foundation was laid for the house of the Lord All-Powerful, for the building of the temple. Before that time, there was no money to hire people or animals. People could not safely come and go because of the enemies. I had turned everyone against his neighbor, but I will not do to these people who are left what I did in the past, says the Lord All-Powerful. They will plant their seeds in peace, their grapevines will have fruit, the ground will give good crops, and the sky will send rain. I will give all this to the people who are left alive. Judah and Israel, your names have been used as curses in other nations, but I will save you, and you will become a blessing. So don't be afraid, work hard. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. When your ancestors made me angry, I planned to punish you. I did not change my mind, says the Lord All-Powerful. But now I will do something different. I am planning to do good to Jerusalem and Judah. So don't be afraid. These are the things you should do. Tell each other the truth. In the courts, judge with truth and complete fairness. Do not make plans to hurt your neighbors, and don't love false promises. I hate all these things, says the Lord. The Lord All-Powerful spoke His word to me again. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. The special days when you give up eating in the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become good, joyful, happy feasts in Judah. But you must love truth and peace. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Many people from many cities will still come to Jerusalem. People from one city will go and say to those from another city, We are going to pray to the Lord and to ask the Lord All-Powerful for help. Come and go with us. Many people and powerful nations will come to worship the Lord All-Powerful in Jerusalem and to pray to the Lord for help. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. At that time, 10 men from different countries will come and take hold of a Judean by his coat. They will say to him, Let us go with you, because we have heard that God is with you.
Chapter 12.
A spectacular sign appeared in the sky. There was a woman who was dressed in the sun, who had the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant. She cried out from labor pains and the agony of giving birth. Another sign appeared in the sky, a huge fiery red serpent with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns on its heads. Its tail swept away 1/3 of the stars in the sky and threw them down to the earth. The serpent stood in front of the woman who was going to give birth so that it could devour her child when it was born. She gave birth to a son, a boy, who is to rule all the nations with an iron scepter. Her child was snatched away and taken to God and to his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where God had prepared a place for her so that she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then a war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels had to fight a war with the serpent. The serpent and its angels fought, but it was not strong enough, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge serpent was thrown down. That ancient snake named Devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, was thrown down to earth. Its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation, power, kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Messiah have come. The one accusing our brothers and sisters, the one accusing them day and night in the presence of our God, has been thrown out. They won the victory over him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They didn't love their life so much that they refused to give it up. Be glad for this reason, heavens and those who live in them. How horrible it is for the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to them with fierce anger, knowing that he has little time left. When the serpent saw that it had been thrown down to earth, it persecuted the woman who had given birth to the boy. The woman was given the two wings of the large eagle in order to fly away from the snake to her place in the wilderness, where she could be taken care of for a time, times and a half a time. The snake's mouth poured out a river of water behind the woman in order to sweep her away. The earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river which had poured out of the serpent's mouth. The serpent became angry with the woman, so it went away to fight with her other children, the ones who keep God's commands and hold on to the testimony of Jesus. The serpent stood on the sandy shore of the sea.